Okay, this week's parasha, Rabosai, is parashas Yisro, and we have, as we know, the crescendo, the ultimate. We have Kabbalah Satorah in this week's parasha. Saras Adibros, Kabbalah Satorah. This is the parasha. This is it. We left Mitzrayim for a purpose. We're a people of destiny. We Baruch Hashem, we hit it, we made it. This is the parasha we made it in, the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah. I want to share with you an amazing insight of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on Parshas Yisro that I want to use as a springboard to talk about a very, very important concept that always could use chizuk, always we could work on, always strengthen ourselves in, and hopefully this will be another opportunity to mechazek ourselves in this area. Torah says in Perek Yates, Pasuk Zayin, listen very carefully to the tzukim. Vayavo Moshe comes, this is right before Kabbalah Satorah. Vayikra Liziknei Ha'am, he calls the elders of Klal Yisrael. Vayasem Lifneihem, and he places before the elders, is called Dvarim Ha'am. All of these words that Hashem told him, Asher Tzivao Hashem. Again, Moshe comes to the elders, to the Zakenim. What's the next pasuk? Pasuk Ches. Vayanu, listen carefully. Chol Ha'am Yachtav. The entire nation together answers and responds, Vayomru, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nase. Those famous words, Nase. Nase of Nishma is only found in the next parasha, in Parashas Mishpatim. And here you have Nase. But they said, whatever Hashem says, Nase. But what's so remarkable is, first Moshe calls the Zakenim and the elders. And who responds? All of Klal Yisrael. But Moshe didn't talk to all of Klal Yisrael. So how does this work? What's going on in this pasuk? The pasuk says, he calls the elders, and then everyone responds. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh picks up on this challenging sequence of events in the Pesukim. And he has the following beautiful pshat. Listen carefully. Says the Orach Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, you know, everything's at stake over here right now. Chazal teaches, Vayera Vayivoke Yom HaShishi. It says, Vayera Vayivoke Yom Echad. Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. All of a sudden, Vayera Vayivoke Yom Ha Shishi, what's hey? Chazal teaches the following. Ha Shishi means Hashem said to the creations, to the heavens and earth, the following condition. If the Jews accept the Torah, when I give it to them, great. If not, the whole creation is going to come to destroy, self-destroy, self-explode, implode. It won't exist anymore. What's at stake now for Kabbalah's Torah? Everything's at stake. The whole existence of the entire world is at stake. Moshe knows this, Rabosai. And Moshe says, you know what? I got to make sure I do this right. So who does he call? He calls the Zakenim. Because you know what? These are elders. They're on board. So he says the Torah to the Zakenim because they're going to for sure be the ones to have the right response and say, yeah, we're in. And what happens? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, unbelievable. Bnei Yisrael took their cue. And they got wind of the fact that Moshe told the Zakenim first. And they didn't want that. What? Only the Zakenim were involved in this? They didn't let the Zakenim to respond first. They didn't say, okay, you guys go instead of us. We'll follow along. No! Va'anu kolam yachtav. They all responded together. Kol asher diber Hashem nase midatenu. On our own. Hashalema. We're totally on board. We're all in. With our desire. Listen to these amazing words of the Orach Chaim. They're unbelievable. The Zakenim didn't go first. It was everyone together. Listen to these words. Their mom is gorgeous. The Jews saw their unbelievable achdus. And their equal desire to serve Hashem. 600,000 men. Amru, b'ashva, at the same time, dibur echad, one word. It says yachtav. What does yachtav mean? Together. Lo nis'acher echamim, not one was late. Lo kadam echal echaver, no one said it first. There's no false starts. There was no delay of game, there was no one that came late. At the exact same second, they all said, naseh. No one said in a different nusach. Oh, you know, I'll be firmer than the other one. I'll say, nah, not just Nasa, but, no, everyone did the exact same thing. Listen to these words. Ashrei olam she'uma zu betocha. Praise is the world that this nation, the Jewish nation, is in the world. A little bit of pat our backs and our shoulders, part of Klal Yisrael. Look at the achdus of those that existed here in Klal Yisrael. He says an amazing pshat. The next paragraph of Rachaim says, that's what the Navi says in Yirmiyahu. Kol ma Hashem zacharti lachesed nuraich avas kilulo sayach. He learns the pshat. Kilulo sayach means your responses. Your responses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish omlo kilulo sayach tshuvasam. What was our response? She'anu kol am yachtav. Everyone responded together. They had the right response and it was in unison, together. Excuse me. That's the pshat over here that Or HaChaim learns in this pasuk. An amazing concept. Achdus. What happened to Klal Yisrael? Was so unique. There was a tremendous amount of achdus that existed in Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. So much so, one of the most famous pshatim, people say, one of the most famous questions that's asked at the Seder is this question. It says in Dayenu, Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai, if God would have just brought us to Har Sinai, v'lo nasa lanu es haTorah, and wouldn't have given us the Torah, Dayenu, Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai, v'lo nasa lanu es haTorah, Dayenu. Yafeh! What? If God would have brought us to Har Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, it would have been enough. Really? Really? That probably would have been one of the biggest letdowns ever imaginable. Not only letdowns, but the whole world would have exploded, we said before. Without the Torah, there's no world. The world's in suspense until the Torah is accepted. What does it mean? What happened in Har Sinai or Abosai that would have been worthwhile even if we didn't get the Torah? The answer is, many of the Farshim say, this. Because we were one. There was such a gelling of Klal Yisrael, such an achdus of Klal Yisrael that was achieved at Har Sinai, that you know what? It would have been worth it just to experience that closeness, that love, that bond, that real sense of oneness that Klal Yisrael has that's unique to Klal Yisrael. That, Rabosai, would have been worth it just to experience together as a people. I want to share with you one more beautiful anecdote that brings this idea home, and then we'll just try to hammer it home ourselves in our lives. I read this recently in a Sefer Arvatsky Shlita Shalom before. I couldn't find it, but he found it for me, Baruch Hashem, the people involved in the story. This goes back around 100 years ago. And there was unfortunately, a blood libel that was said about certain Jews. They were into killing non-Jewish, Christian or non-Jewish babies and using their blood to bake matzah. And there was a big, famous trial that was brought to trial. The trial was like, you know, look, we're going to show you that you don't even care about non-Jewish life. We're going to prove it to you. And one question that was asked was, look, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Adam. Klal Yisrael is called an Adam. We're called man. Ve'enu mos olam called Adam. And the nations are not called man. So the first attack on the Jews was, look, you don't even consider us humans. So why would you not take a Christian baby and slaughter the baby? We're not alive. In your book, you're humans, and we're subhuman. So why would you not just take a baby of ours and kill the baby and use the blood for Pesach Matzah? So they asked this question to Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the great, great Lublin Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Meir Shapiro. Listen to what he responded. What an amusing, amazing, amazing pshat. He said, no, you got the pshat in that Gemara all wrong. Listen to what he said. He said the word Adam has no plural for it. There's no thing called Adamim. There's no plural form of Adam. Adam is always singular. You know what that means? Here's what it means. It means that Klal Yisrael has a unity which is unique. We're one like nobody else. It doesn't mean that they're not humans. Of course we believe in Tzelem Elokim. Every person, every human being was created in the image of Hashem. We love all of humanity. 100%. But there's something unique about Klal Yisrael. You know, we're Adam, we're one. And I'll prove it to you, he said. Senator Meir Shapiro, if one person from a different religion is stuck somewhere across the world, are you going to find that religion turning over the world to save that one person who's far flung? Okay, whatever. It'll be all right. We'll figure it out. But look what happens when over here. There's one blood libel against all the Jews, and the entire Jewish world is rallying like crazy to save one Jew. I forgot his name, but we can look it up. We'll find it afterwards. Moreover, Abosai. Adam. We're Adam. We're Adam. We're one. We're one people. We're one nation. We're one unit. That was necessary for Kabbalah Satorah, and it's extremely necessary, Abosai, now. We live in unbelievable times. We live in times that are our grandparents. If we would have told our great grandparents that we're going to be sitting learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in our Eretz Yisrael, in a comfortable, beautiful yeshiva, without any problems, with no wars around us, Bli Ayin Hara, they would have said, "You're crazy." They would have said, "Come on, no way, Jose, it ain't happening." And Baruch Hashem, we have it. Abosai, sometimes, as we know in life, it takes sorrows to bring us together. Sometimes when there's difficult times, we always rally together when there's difficult times. If there's one Jew that's stuck anywhere in the world, we're going to rally for them. If there's it doesn't matter if they're religious, not religious, it doesn't make a difference. Jonathan Pollard was in jail for all the years. Klal Yisrael rallied for him like crazy. Baruch Hashem, now he's in Eretz Yisrael. That's how we work. When there's difficult times, we always rally together. But the goal for Yiddishkeit, the goal for Avodas Hashem is not only to rally together when things are difficult. The goal, the end game is Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah is not a difficulty. It's the best thing in the entire world. It's the biggest schus ever. It's seeing Hashem. It's the Shechina. Oh, the Shechina is here. We're together when the Shechina is here. Without us being together, there won't be Shechina. The more we fight, the more we have divisions among us, the more we're into our own thing and we don't respect each other, the more problems we have. And the more we learn to respect and appreciate and value each other, you know what? There's different approaches. This guy's a little bit more into Zionism. This one's a little bit less into Zionism. This one's a little bit more into the ultra-religious way of doing things, a little bit less appreciative towards that. So what? There's so much more about us that unites us than what divides us. There's so much more that we have in common that we don't have in common. So we have two choices. We could focus on the differences and say, he's smarty. He says it like that. He puts on tefillin sitting down. I put it on standing up. So it's a different religion. Or chas v'shalom, we say that. Or we could say, you know what? It's the same tefillin. It's the same Torah we learn. It's the same Shulchan Aruch that we follow. It's the same Shabbos that we keep. It's the same kashrus that we eat. We have so much in common. Let's focus on the commonality. Let's focus on what unites us. It shouldn't take difficulty of both sides to bring us together. If every person in this room pledges to unconditionally love every single Jew he comes in contact with, we can start a revolution. Domino effect. 20 people in this room right now. 20 people are going to encounter in their lifetimes many, 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 many Jews. Probably millions we're going to encounter in our lifetimes. Probably millions. All together, the domino effect. If we try our best to unconditionally love every single Jew, who knows where the world will be. Have a wonderful Shabbos.